Have you ever heard the expression, you can't step into the same river twice? It's a bit of ancient wisdom from Heraclitus, a Greek philosopher. It's his way of telling us that river water never stands still. It's always moving. But it's also a way of telling us that everything changes. You can't step into the same river twice. And the seasons of the church are like that. We're tempted to say, oh, it's Lent again. But it's not the same Lent as last year. And we'll never have this Lent again in the future. So what's new with Lent this year? It's not the readings. They're familiar to us. We've heard them before. Every Lent starts with Jesus getting tempted, like us. And then next week we'll hear that he is transfigured, unlike us. And then we hear about the Samaritan woman at the well, the man born blind, and Lazarus, unbound and raised from the dead. And we know where all that leads, where it all winds up, in Jerusalem, and jail, and Calvary, the cross, the grave. Probably many of us could walk from here to Good Friday with our eyes closed. And unfortunately, some do. So what's new this Lent? It's you, and it's me. We're not exactly who we were or where we were a year ago. Things have changed in our lives. Births, deaths, moves, goals, our health, our minds and hearts expanded or contracted. Our options have changed, and so have our bank accounts, for better or worse. For some, there have been breakups or breakdowns. We've won, we've lost, we've served, we've sinned. Lent 2013 is not a place we've ever been before. So keep your eyes open, your ears too, because the path to Easter is not the same. And the one who walks it is different as well. And for those of you who may be experiencing Lent for the first time, pay attention. You'll never see this Lent again. The path that Jesus took led him into the desert, as we heard, where he fasted and prayed and was hungry and was tempted. Tempted to be something he was not. Tempted to do something he could not do. All of us know what temptation is. Temptation is part of the human condition. No one escapes it, not even the Lord. We are taken in so often by things that seem good at the time, and sometimes we give in. We fall from grace. But sometimes, by that same grace, we triumph over temptation. Again and again in life, we are drawn to things that diminish us, weaken us, sometimes ravish and ruin us, things that lead us away from God and where God intends us to be. And so we have the gift of Lent. Lent is a time to see things more clearly. Last Wednesday, we came forward and we were marked with ashes, a sign of mortality. But ashes are also a sign that we are willing to do something good with the next 40 days. Lent is not ordinary time, unless, of course, we do nothing about it. Then it is quite ordinary. Lent is not just a time to give up things either. It's a time to grow in faith, in our intensity of prayer, and even our participation in the Eucharist. We could all improve on how we worship. It could be a time to heal some relationships, to contact friends and family and neighbors we've neglected. Lent can be a time to serve, to simplify our lives, our meals, our entertainment, give to the needy, those who never have enough of the most basic things in life. And Lent can be a time to learn, to study the scriptures, to keep some silence and solitude as part of our daily life. Maybe even meditate, even for a minute or two. The choice is ours. Easter will come anyway, no matter what we do. But Easter will be little more than flowers and sweets and new clothes unless we do something special with the days of Lent. We'll never have this Lent again. And for some, it will be their last Lent in life. And it all leads to Easter. And Easter is a reminder, the best one of all, that we, every one of us, is called to a new life in Christ.